Good morning. You're listening to a WDRT special broadcast covering the Viroqua mayoral election. I'm Julie Tomorrow, and I will be interviewing candidates Krista Brown and Roger Call. Both candidates will be asked the same series of questions. First up, Krista Brown. Krista Brown, thank you so much for joining me here in the studio. I would just love to start with a little 30-second bio about you so that people can kind of get to know you and who you are and just a little mini story of yourself.
Sure. Let us know.
Hello, Julie, and thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I am a Wisconsin native. I was born in Madison, raised in DeForest. I am a wife, a mom of three. I have a 9-year-old son and twin boy girl who are 5. I'm a small business owner. I own a design company called Source Studio. And I grew up in public schools in DeForest. My parents actually bought land in Hill Point when I was 10. So I've been kind of the driftless direction most of my life now than not. So
yeah.
After graduating from DeForest, I went to UW-Madison, got a bachelor's degree in interior design, and stayed on for a master's degree, and wrote a thesis titled Community-Based Third Place, which is kind of my passion and expertise in knowing about what creates environments that we want to spend our time in between work and home and how they become successful, and also in why are they important to us as individuals, but also as our collective. I'm certified in my profession, so I've got the education and work experience and also had to sit for exams, etc. But all that is to say that I look at design through the lens of public safety over aesthetics. So aesthetics is a huge part of it, and doing that is an important piece of it, but I like to say I put the fun in functional.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, and so that probably ties into your motivation for running for mayor.
Yes. I've always, everywhere that I've ever lived, I've been part of at the table organizing with local government. From when I was at UW-Madison, and in my early professional career, I was on committees with Dane County, Downtown Madison, Inc., both in like bike ped planning, infrastructure planning, and then with Dane County Build, it was, you know, issuing grant funding to small towns, for instance, Black Earth, when mm-hmm. they were doing their comprehensive planning. So knowing how these things have worked and being even professionally involved with councils, advocacy groups, and people wanting to put bike share. So when I worked with B-Cycle and Trek, I was working with mayors, councils, et cetera, across the United States. So this has been kind of a natural path because as a designer, you know that getting something done starts with what's happening, what's important to people, listening. And so being involved in where you are locally mm-hmm. informs what you're helping provide in a design solution. And since I've lived in Viroqua for a few years now, I've been very present at City Hall. A lot of people are like, I haven't seen you. And I always joke, like, it's because I'm at City Hall. I think the week that we moved here was my first time in there because I felt concerned about the Main Street apartment project and mostly actually about the intersection of it. There was a lot of things new about it and I was learning a lot, but I wanted to understand why the intersection
Broadway. Overpassed Walmart?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Not past Walmart. This is Broadway and Main.
Oh, okay.
So when the utility building
down there by the co-op and the Walgreens.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to understand why that wasn't part of the plan, like
mm-hmm.
putting in lights or because we ride bikes, walk often, and I just felt like there might be a safer opportunity for a safer solution. And that's when I met Sarah Granger, and she was like, hey, come be on the bike ped committee. So that was my foray into our local government here.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just stuck around and was very active in Eckhart Park Playground last summer and in helping encourage and empower people to be involved. So mm-hmm. that, you know, I think it's really important that we understand and get involved where we can. And local government and leadership is literally like where our ideas, our plans, our projects become our shared places.
Mm-hmm.
And helping steward that process is important to me. And when the opportunity came that Justin, our current mayor, decided not to run, I knew I wanted to put my hat in the ring. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose your background and everything would then is inform this potential mayoralship
yeah.
that you are pursuing.
Yeah, definitely. I know that you know, Viroqua is unique. It's a rare place in the state where it's positioned environmentally. Like, there's so many qualities about it that are very unique to it, including the people here and the values here. And to lead here is a special opportunity. And it's, I think, I've already received a lot of questions of like, well, what do you want to do as mayor? And I always answer it, and it's not what I want to do, it's how I think a mayor can lead and how coming together and identifying like, what is it that we are? What do we believe? How do we work together? How do we get things done that we want to see happen? And I think it's the mayor's job to bring that best out in all of us and bring us together in that. And so here in Viroqua, we have so many great offerings that are already here. And how can we stitch and weave it all together
mm-hmm.
to enhance it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's definitely a blend of like, who I am professionally to how I will lead with an artistry and with, you know, with compassion and respect for everything Viroqua is.
Yeah. What do you see some of the biggest challenges are maybe coming up over the next decade? And do you have ideas around them or how you would address them? I know that's big picture thinking, long range and many unforeseens, but I'm sure you've been pondering kind of with this design eye.
Yes, definitely. More than that, though, I want to plug here that we as a city are in the ending phases of comprehensive planning, which is kind of the like, where are we going in the next 20 years? It's a 20-year visioning document, but it needs to be updated every 10. So we're already in that as the current mayor, the current committees, council. And if people are like, whoa, what's that? Go on the city website. You can look at the draft that was published in September, and then the next draft will be coming out anytime because I think the intention is that the plans will be passed by the end of March.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's important to recognize that, you know, there's what I want to say here in addition to that, but also to give you that information if you're listening, that these things have always been happening and they are happening, and you can have a seat at the table and an opinion about it, and there's avenues for you to be involved. And I think part of what I think the biggest challenge is, and it's not just Viroqua, this is something that as we've transitioned to using media and being on social media and spending a lot of time at work or at home and less time in between, and especially in between a lot of time in cars, that we are forgetting that we are part of this process and that sometimes it's really easy to get so frustrated about how it's not working or what's going wrong and then forget or not even actually know that where do I go with that frustration, idea, observation, project? And the answer is you bring it to your council member.
Mm-hmm.
How do we reconnect that stronger and then give the right tool set to manifest that project plan, idea, et cetera, into something that can come to council and if passed, be implemented. Mm-hmm. And it's something we come together on. And I think that's the biggest challenge, is how do we come even more together and get comfortable at round tables again? And also remembering that decisions shouldn't necessarily happen behind closed doors. They need to be, you know, there's law that says it has to be open and public, but I want to take it a step further and really remind everyone that their seat at the table is what this is all about. You are invited. We want you there. We want you to bring your thoughts and ideas. We want to talk about them. And as a designer, that's the process that I know. Whenever we're going to start something, we're going to start by listening. It's like a puzzle. You dump all the pieces out. You flip them over so you can see the top side. Mm-hmm. We might start building the edge. We're looking to make sure we have them all. Oops, we lost one. Let's go find it. Let's bring it here, right? Like, is everybody at the table? Are all the pieces here? Yeah. Are we moving towards something?
Yeah.
We put it together. Oh, you know what? That actually belongs over here. We didn't fail. We're learning. Like, reinvigorating the process. So I think, you know, working on that and working on what we can control right here together can be our primary focus. Other things that are hard right now for a lot of people, and I think we can find solutions, creative solutions here in Viroqua on affordability and livability, because we have a little bit of everything and a little bit of everyone, and we're a resource-rich community.
Mm-hmm.
Not only like soil, organic food, but ideas, skill sets. This is the boat I want to be in.
Yeah.
And I hope more people are feeling like that and can know where to show up.
Yeah, yeah. On some of the challenges that I know some people are facing, buying a home often comes up.
Yeah.
Home prices in Viroqua have gone up significantly, pandemic related, quite likely. What do you see on the local level that can keep home ownership affordable in Viroqua?
Yeah, I think so. Housing is probably the top priority that I think we need to work on first, and very connected to many of the other things that we're facing. In council meetings and plan commission and housing committees, I've been saying for a while now, we have to prioritize the ways that we are a great place to live before we prioritize being a great place to visit.
Yeah.
I'm not against tourism or any of that. Like, that's critical, right? But if we become more, if we get any stronger in being a place to visit with, like, short-term rentals, prices, et cetera, we will tip ourselves into a further problem with affordability and housing access. So some of the ways that can be worked on, and it is being worked on, are short-term rental ordinance to help control that. It's a tricky situation, but it's happening and it's working and we're working on it. It's not been passed yet, so you're not going to see it out and about, but
an opportunity for folks to show up at
exactly
those meetings.
Exactly. And the housing committee's working on that, and you can find info on that on the website too, or you can email me and I'm happy to help you navigate. The other thing is availability, right? Like, do we have quantity?
Yeah.
One thing that's a strength of Viroqua is we have an appetite for having unique housing. We don't all want the same of everything. this is going to be like a shameless mom plug, but there's this book called The Big Orange Splat. And it's like how this street is a neat street and then a bird dumps a bucket on it accidentally. And now everybody's painting their house to be exactly what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like Viroqua isn't stamped out.
Yeah.
So one way to also meet the need is accessory dwelling units, having more infill into lots and spaces that we're already inhabiting with the infrastructure under the roads, right? We've already invested into that. And in our topography, so the rolling hills, we have to use a lot of what's called a lift station to build more housing. So that's what's happening over at Hanson Farm. We're investing in so much new infrastructure, which is important and necessary, but it adds a lot of cost here because we have this hilly terrain. That's things like that that add above and beyond just the cost to build a house or get the land. Mm-hmm. So the more we can do to value, you know, share our value of stretching things as far as we can, using what we have, having what we need, doing things together, I think that's a way to tackle housing. And then looking at how do we fill in the gaps of the types of houses we don't have? How do we help people age in place? How do we build the sizes of places that people who want to move out of larger homes and down into a smaller size have access and availability and affordability, mm-hmm. so that families can buy or own that? How do we also generate funds? Can we help each other fund this? Mm-hmm. So not just looking at it from a what's built perspective, but policies, people. It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
But I have enough of an understanding. I'm not like, there's no way that I can take this on alone. So
right.
again, like this is a call to action for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Come and share in the ideas. I'm excited about getting more integrated with the builders and people here doing that work who are ready to be part of the solution. And I have some ideas on committees and ways that we can do that. But that's definitely a top priority.
Yeah, that's a great list. I love the accessory dwelling unit idea. That's an important, under-recognized quick potential for some housing.
Yeah.
As you look around our city, what do you think are some things that are going really well? As you said, you know, Viroqua's got a lot going for it. What are some of those that really speak to you? And
I love how lively and vibrant we are. When you think about where we are in a state in this society, like culturally, we're pretty joyful. We're pretty lively. We're mm-hmm. connective, collaborative. Potlucks, right?
Yeah.
Potlucks over
mm-hmm.
partisanship. There's so many places that we're already sharing, even if people don't all share the exact values.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a huge strength we already have. So how do we enhance it? How do we just continue to create those places that we can come together, share in, think together, wrestle with ideas, and then come out better?
Yeah, yeah. And the inverse of that, are there some things, specific things, aside from housing, how we discussed that mm-hmm. you think we could be doing better for our citizenry?
Yeah. I think obviously there's always things to work on.
Yeah.
Definitely. As far as things that I could control or have the ability to model as a mayor or have power in, it's making sure that we're doing things at round tables, not behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
That there's not like a select few deciding things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that that's exactly what's happening right now. That's not me. You know, I think there's a lot of success happening from prior leadership, people who are working very hard on committees. I know the people in City Hall doing critical work of, you know, public works, the clerk, administrative staff. Our city administrator is a huge asset. And that's, you know, these are all important things. And I think we just need to remember we're going to face hard things that are coming at us, whether we know of them and we're planning for them, or they're, you know, like, for instance, our city landfill has got a methane leak, and now we're fielding that issue and taking the right next step at each opportunity, which I think is going well. Can we do it with much more curiosity and connection and not face things with judgment and expectations?
Mm.
Or facing each other with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more we bring genuine curiosity and connection to every conversation, to every problem, the better we'll do to get towards the solution together and more efficiently.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Do you think there's anything that like hasn't been handled very well on that level in the last, I don't know, fairly recent past?
Um, I wouldn't say like there's any one thing, but I think like I said, I've done a lot of listening over 3 years. So I've, you know, as Main Street Apartments was being passed as an idea and then being mm-hmm. built, as Fire Station has been completed, City Hall was already here, the police station transition. There's been a lot of decision making towards adding a lot into our built infrastructure in terms of public safety, which is important. Mm-hmm. And you don't really want to grow or add occupancy or, you know, our increase our population if we don't have enough of those things, because we do need them.
Yeah.
However, I think that there's more, we needed to get more buy-in and a clearer understanding of why we were doing what we were doing, so that people are coming together around it. Because we did just spend quite a bit of money,
mm-hmm.
and levy limits, you know, taxes are up. People care about what they're paying for, especially if it's things that they don't feel like they have access to.
Yeah.
If it's not a park, if it's not a street we all share, even mm-hmm. if it is a street we all share, we care deeply about how we're going to get across it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all very important. And I want people to feel very comfortable asking about what's going on, sharing what they think about it, and knowing that there's nothing too small to care about and bring attention to,
yeah.
whether that's with a group of neighbors, a current group organizing, or calling the mayor or your council person. And I just think an openness to problem solving is what I want to focus on bringing more mm-hmm. of.
Yeah, yeah. You've been talking about this like round table as opposed to behind closed doors. And I think that is a really important thing and that people need to be involved. But we're also a very socio-politically diverse community.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of newer folks, and there's a lot of folks who have lived here for generations. Mm-hmm. And there are strong differences, and I don't think it necessarily comes up in any animosity in anyone's day-to-day living, but there is still this divide. How would you handle all of these differences, and what would you do to kind of bridge that divide so that we can all sit together at these round tables and not feel on one side or the outside or the wrong side?
Yeah. Or not invited.
Or not invited at all. Yes, absolutely.
Included.
Yeah.
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 So that's a great question, and it's an important one. And I've been doing a lot of door knocking and a lot of listening. And everyone's sentiment is actually the same. Everybody wants to be included.
Mm.
Everybody loves Viroqua.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is concerned for the same things, change,
yeah.
growth, what's next, why, how. The sooner, you know, as a designer, the sooner I can bring a client toward understanding all those things are necessary things to feel, wrestle with, et cetera, and they're absolutely acceptable in the process as early and often as possible,
mm-hmm.
the sooner we get towards working on a solution.
Yeah.
So bringing people, you know, for instance, a fire station, putting round tables and collective ideas of like, we could go this way, this way, this way, so people don't react to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They react about something that's external to any of us.
Yeah.
You can critique this idea, not each other.
Yeah.
Because we're going to pay for it together. It's our tax mm-hmm. dollars. It's our fire mm-hmm. station. This is our street. This is our place. I've also been, you know, I've lived other places and I see how special here is. And it really pains me when we fight with each other here, because I know, you know, when you look at issues like transmission lines and data centers and these regional things,
mm-hmm.
collectively, we are all doing amazingly strong pioneering work to mm-hmm. be good neighbors, to be good to the land, to not use more than we need. And we need to do more collectivism to make sure that we're showing up as that together. Even if it's a little different looking in the ways that we do it, it's important to who we are. And I think, you know, that's how we're going to make sure if we're growing or attracting businesses or doing that, it's because that's our values. Come as you are, but this is who we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
We take care of what we have. We leave things better than we found them.
Yeah, yeah. The mayoral election is nonpartisan, and as we wrap up here, I'd just love to take a few minutes. You know, do you consider yourself an activist in one political party, or how would sort of this time in our country where we are very partisan and very politicized, how would that affect how you would want to serve as a mayor for this broader community?
Yeah. I don't have any direct affiliation with any party. And unfortunately, we're in a two-party system in this country. I'm really drawn to the mayoral seat because it's nonpartisan and because it's like we all flush our toilets to the same place. Right?
Facts.
So this is about like, are our streets plowed? Are the services you rely on, the housing that you have, the streets, the parks, is it the way it's supposed to be so you can do your work and serve the people you serve?
Yeah.
That's my job.
Yeah.
And there's no difference in, like, when I look at us, I don't see us as different, right? We're all here collectively as in the human experience doing our best with what we have. And I think reminding us, refocusing us on what we can control and on working together, it's not about taking sides. And I want to make sure we're not even sitting at tables with sides.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we can let the noise go and focus on what's right here where we can see it and touch it and feel it, and what we do shows up.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, call it and label it or box it how you want. But
yeah,
that's what I'm here for.
All right. Well, that seems like a really good place to wrap up this conversation. Krista Brown, thank you so much for joining me here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
All of these just really important thoughts on this big election that's coming up. What is the date of the election? Let's tell everybody so they remember to get out and vote.
April 7th.
April 7th is
the general election.
All right.
Ahead of that, I'm hosting meet and greets at the library. So
okay.
You can find me on Monday mornings at 9:30 and Wednesday evenings at 5:30.
And I believe there is also something coming up on the 22nd.
22nd, there is a mayoral forum at the VFW from 4 to 6.
All right. Well, people will maybe see you there. Shake some hands, kiss some babies. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're joined here in the studio with Roger Call. Roger, thanks so much for meeting with me today and sitting down with us. I'd love if you could just introduce yourself to our listeners. Give us your 30-second bio. Where'd you come from? How you doing?
Well, I was raised in Vernon County, 4 miles outside of town on Highway 56. Went to Viroqua area schools. Eventually went up to Buffalo County a couple years after I graduated. Was working for Daryl and Power. Did a beef farm up there. Stayed with Daryl and Power, worked several places. I always changed jobs whenever I had a chance. 95, we moved back to Viroqua. I've been here ever since. Retired, and the opportunity came here to run for mayor, so I'm running for mayor this year.
Yeah, and what is kind of your motivation behind running for mayor?
At first in November, it wasn't even on my mind. And I started looking for other people to see if they were interested in running, and I didn't see a lot of interest, and I finally decided, well, I guess I'm as well qualified as anyone else.
There you go.
And so I thought, yes, I'll run for mayor this year.
All right. Nice. We have a relatively weak mayoral system. What do you see your role as the mayor kind of being?
A real quick easy one is being, you know, like an ambassador from Viroqua.
Yeah.
You know, we get out-of-town people coming to the farmer's market. I mean, they do a great job self-introducing themselves and selling products and stuff, but I think a little mayor flavor there once in a while would be good. Of course, you know, they do the ribbon-cutting ceremonies and all that, but I think behind the scenes, kind of encouraging businesses, looking for opportunities to you know, plant the seed to start something new. Just maybe do a little coordination in the background, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you grew up around here, and I'm sure you've seen Vernon County and Viroqua change quite a bit. How would you see your potential mayorship kind of ushering in the next few years of all that is happening here?
Well, the current city council, mayor, city administrator have done a heck of a job. We've got a lot of projects going on right now.
Yes.
Eckhart Park rebuild. There's a mayor, excuse me, there's a motel chain looking at an easement study looking at doing a study here in Viroqua to, mm-hmm. to build a new motel.
Yeah.
New traffic lights going out. Bethel Home, I just learned, looking at another 100-unit apartment out there on the west side of the Hanson Farm. The Hanson Farm itself, the infrastructure there is finishing up this year, and we'll see some new construction out there. Education Avenue's got some residential homes going to be built out there. So there's a lot of those are private projects, too. But mm-hmm. Just a lot of projects going on. And as far as the city side, I'd just like to see those, you know, be completed and it would turn out to be a good thing for Viroqua.
Yeah, yeah. Housing is definitely a thing. Kind of jump down my little list here, and then we'll come back. So that is a huge thing, and homes and sort of the housing stock of Viroqua has become kind of a, mm-hmm. you know, challenging place for a lot of families for things to be affordable. What kind of things do you see being able to be done kind of on that local level to help facilitate access to housing and affordable housing for families?
The private sector does most of the work. I know on the city comprehensive plan, they're looking at ADLs, I believe, additional dwelling units,
mm-hmm.
changing some ordinances or creating some ordinances to help those come into play.
Yeah.
Getting some smaller housing mixed in with other housing types. I mean, just making more little communities within the city.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of potential there. What do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing our city over kind of the next decade or so, and how would you set us up to kind of address them going forward?
Well, again, I think that these major city projects are being worked on and completed. I think we're going to get an opportunity to bring some larger businesses to Viroqua.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look in my crystal ball and predict anything, you
of
know,
course.
who and what, but you know, when you drive down the road and you see activities occurring on your left and right as you're going down the road,
mm-hmm.
I think some business people will stop and ask what's going on, and we may have the opportunity to bring some type of new business into Viroqua, some better paying jobs, and everything that goes along with that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And as you look around the city, what do you think are some things that are going really well for us?
Trina Erickson surprised me, or it was a good thing. She's the head librarian, or department head for the library.
Yeah.
They're doing a mural project that they just kind of came up last city council meeting. I knew nothing about it, but they're going to have a little promotion of the 8 different murals in Viroqua, and I thought that was a great art project that she had the vision to bring up. We've got that Eckhart Park, again, rebuild of Dragon Park,
mm-hmm.
Something Broke was known for. I think that's a great great thing to have in play for the community. If you look around and look at our ball fields down at the ball field, how they're maintained and used, we just have a lot of great things going on in the community, and we can make them better, too, but just a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, a lot of things happening. Kind of the inverse of that question, do you see things specifically that could be done better, that there is some potential for?
Well, there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything specifically that I was prepared to talk about when I came here, so sorry.
No, not a problem. And then just kind of like looking backwards, do you feel like there was anything with some of these big projects that have been implemented recently? Is there anything that maybe you would have preferred handled a little bit differently or that you... going forward would want to nudge in a little bit of a different direction?
Yeah. Like I said, in my career with Daryl and Power, I changed job locations, I changed divisions, I went from town to town or plant to plant with Daryl and Power. And I always found that just basic communications or not misinformation, but the lack of passing on information always caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And I think with some of the past projects here, I think there's been some inconsistencies maybe with the communications or why decisions were made to do things this way or the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Even I've been learning a lot of things running for mayor here and talking people, and they've thrown me a question or two about a certain project. And I think we could even, you know, catch up a little bit. I think there's some miscommunication still out there on why things were done, and people would realize they made the best decision at the time that they could.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to catch up on some of those reasons why things were done a certain way.
Yeah. There's definitely opportunity for more information to be gained and to shared as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looking at our whole community, you know, we're a very kind of socio-politically diverse, both in Viroqua and in the wider community around that. How would you handle those differences and try and bridge that divide in the community?
You're right. And I think we all have to be willing to step back and maybe just ask if you would change a little bit, if the person that you're talking with, if you have a hard opinion about one thing, try to see it in the other person's viewpoint for a while.
Yeah.
And are you willing to change a little bit or change at all or accept their part of their reasoning as something you could accept? I think sometimes we're all pretty steadfast in our opposition to something,
mm-hmm.
Or our political views. We all have to work together. City government, we shouldn't take our national and state views down to a city government level.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. We're too small for that. So the mayoral election, as you said, it's nonpartisan. And you would be maybe considered active in your political party. Do you think you would consider yourself an activist? And then how would this affect you as a mayor?
Okay. Yes, I was chairman of the Vernon County Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And when I decided to run for mayor, I let the party know that I was going to resign. So I did resign on February 1st from being chairman.
Okay.
Yes, I still have my own personal views,
mm-hmm.
but I pledge or promise, I'm not going to bring those to a city level. Roads, taxes, police and fire protection, whatever. There's no left or right or Republican, Democrat, Libertarian Party. We all want the same thing at a city level, and we don't need to bring national and state politics down to a city government level.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, we all just want our roads plowed in the winter and, you know, to know that we're safe going out in the neighborhoods.
Yes.
Absolutely. When voters go into the polling place, is there anything that you want them to kind of keep in mind about you and, you know, who you will be as a mayor and how you want to be kind of remembered from this conversation you know, just some things to be at the forefront of mind.
Sure. I'm willing to try a couple new things. I've already thought about, and I will do a trial period as far as having an open house to the mayor. it might be in at Eckhart Park or the ball field or somewhere else. I won't say I'm going to sit in the office and wait for somebody to show up, but I'll let you know where I'm going to be, and if you want to have a conversation, we'll do it that way. Again, I'm open to change, and I guess I will always make, if it comes down to a mayor making a decision about something, it's always going to be what benefits the most amount of people in the best way. I don't see politics entering a city level, and I just want to be a good mayor for the citizens of Viroqua.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That's a really nice answer to know that that as a mayor, you would continue to be responsive to the citizens, not just on voting day, but throughout your tenure. I think that's very important.
Yeah, I've got some good questions already, and a few that have stumped me and caused me to think how I would handle that if I was mayor. So there's some good people have some good questions out there.
Well, that is a good way to learn, is to wonder what other people wonder and then go to find the answer of it. So that's wonderful. Well, we're kind of wrapping up here with the questions I've got for you. Is there anything else you want to share or talk about in this regard?
No, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Appreciate the offer.
Yeah. Well, Roger Call, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for coming into the studio. And April 7th.
Yes.
Is voting day.
Or before.
Or before. That's right. We are still doing that. And thank you so much for being here. And good luck on April 7th.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find a podcast of this broadcast at WDRT.org.